In a few minutes' time, first of all, there's some ideas for books to buy or collect for yourself for Christmas as well. Journalist Catherine Lana is with us. She's got her own website, which is all about books. Well, in fact, the website is moreaboutbooks.com, moreaboutbooks.com. So some of these recommendations are there as well. I mean, it's really hard to just pick a few, isn't it, Catherine?
It is. And I think this year in particular, because there's been a bottleneck of books being produced, really, because we had the summer where we couldn't get out and see the books, and publishers, a lot of publishers held back. So there's even more brilliant books this season to choose from for children and adults. So we mentioned a few of the children's books last time. But I think also we're looking for perhaps different things from normal this year. So I'm certainly looking out for humour. And one of the ones that I've picked up this year was the Best of Matt cartoons. Matt, I've learned, lives in, or has a home in Suffolk, but he's the cartoonist in The Telegraph.
Yeah.
And so his cartoons have been very topical throughout the year. And perhaps, even though we don't really want to look back on this past year, we can have a bit of a smile as we do so. And I certainly laughed when I looked at some of the cartoons that he's produced. So it's a small book, lovely as a stocking filler. It's called Best of Matt for this year.
And as you say, that's a history as well, in its own way, isn't it? Now, yeah. Melissa Harrison, I know she's going to be talking with you at the Cut in Halesworth tomorrow.
That's right. She's got a new book out called The Stubborn Light of Things, which is a collection of her columns that she's been writing in The Times, nature writing, throughout the past six years, I think. And it's a really beautiful book, beautifully packaged and really easy to read and dip into if you just have only a short attention span, if you like, because it's written like a diary. But she writes beautifully. She's encouraging us to look at nature all around us. And of course, we've all been doing a little bit more about that during this strange year. So it's a very encouraging, very uplifting book, and gives us certain things to look out for without being too difficult. It's very accessible, you know, very easy way of appreciating nature. And another one that I have also picked up is Vespa Flights by Helen MacDonald, which is also a collection of essays about nature. So birds, plants, just the general landscape. But it's a very personal book relating how she responds to nature and encourages us, again, to find out more about what we're seeing and appreciating outside. So, and lots of really good nature writing at the moment, and memoirs too. There's Wild Silence by Raina Wynne. She was the writer who went on a long walk when her life collapsed, really. They lost their house and their livelihood, and her husband was given a terrible diagnosis. And she wrote the book The Salt Path, which was a long walk all along the southwest coast. And this is the follow-up, if you like, to that, telling us a little bit more about what happened afterwards. And again, really beautifully written, really beautiful book cover. So lovely, lovely books.
Gressingham recipe book. I didn't realise. So they celebrate 50 years in February.
That's right. Yes. So a local business, the duck farmers that produce the Gressingham breed, and very successful. And yes, they're celebrating their anniversary in February. So they've produced a recipe book for Christmas. And of course, we all like a cookery book. So it's a perfect idea for a Christmas present, because it gives you all the traditional menus and ways of serving duck with some surprises too. So it's beautifully illustrated, you know, lovely, lovely glossy pictures, and also the story of the family business too.
You've got some novels, which includes Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club. Have you read that?
I have, yes.
Is it good? Is it? Can I put it on my Christmas list?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. Yes, it's got all the best bits of a murder mystery, in that wanting to solve the problem, so you're always turning the pages. But it's also got brilliant characterisation of because the people who are trying to solve the murder are four residents of an upmarket retirement home, and so they're bringing all their past career expertise together, and their sense of community and friendship as they try and solve this problem that's happened on their doorstep. It's got real humour to it, as well as the murder mystery element. And he's had huge publicity for this, and it's been terribly successful. I think it's topped the charts for some time and sold millions, I think, of almost a million of copies of the book. But it's really deserved because it is a great read, very, very funny, and just what you need at the moment, just something to immerse yourself in and enjoy and keep turning those pages.
He's such a clever man. I'm going to gallop through the fiction. So Moonflower Murders by Anthony Horowitz, which I'm listening to on audiobooks. We yep. spoke to Anthony about it. It's a great book as well. The new Robert Galbraith, Troubled Blood. I like those. Do you like those?
I do, yes. I couldn't put it down. It's a big book, but yeah, you don't want it to end, really.
the Offing by Benjamin Myers.
Yes, beautiful country nostalgic book. So it's a young man who goes on a walk, ends up meeting an older lady on the coast in Yorkshire just after the war, and she teaches him things about life as he steps out on his adult life, and he brings her joy again after she's sort of she's been grieving. So it's quite a beautiful book and very soothing, very easy to read, and lots of lovely descriptions.
Wasn't that one of our monthly books?
It was.
Yes, because I read it. So glad I remembered it. I was thinking, I remember that. That was very good. And very quickly, Memoirs, Dear Reader by Kathy Retzent-Brink, non-fiction, Wintering by Catherine May, and Humankind, A Hopeful Story by Rutger Bremin. Have I pronounced that right? I don't know.
I think so, yes.
And do you write about those on your website?
That's right. They're all good, uplifting reads, but non-fiction, so something to teach us as well.
Okay, we must talk to you before we actually get to Christmas, because otherwise I'll end up talking to you in January. Perhaps we'll try and catch a word with you sort of a couple of weeks before Christmas as well. But thank you for all your hard work this year, Catherine.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
And let's hope that next year is slightly different.
Indeed.
Eventually. Take care. Catherine Lana with us. moreaboutbooks.com.